Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I was circumcised as a baby, and now, as an adult, when I masturbate, I am not able to get sufficient pleasure. Also, my semen volume has become less and less, which I think is because I don't have lubrication for my foreskin. What can I do for lubrication and for pleasure?
There is still a great deal that we don't know about how male circumcision can affect men's sexual experiences as teenagers or adults. Some studies that involve men who are circumcised as adults have found no significant differences in their sexual function or satisfaction for the vast majority of circumcised men. Studies that compare men who are circumcised as babies or children with men who have never been circumcised have in some cases found differences related to these men's sexual experiences. However, these studies are far more difficult to make sense of because there are likely a number of religious and cultural issues that both affect a family's decision to circumcise their baby or child and that may also impact how they raise their child to feel about sexuality. It may be that circumcision has had some impact on your penile sensation and experiences of pleasure during masturbation. However, as you were circumcised as a baby, you have nothing to compare yourself to. It's not as if there was a time in your adult life when you had your foreskin. As such, there is no way to know whether masturbation or sex would be different for you if you hadn't been circumcised. And the fact is that many, many men who are circumcised as babies or children have pleasurable, high-sensation sex as teenagers and adults. If you feel that you're struggling with how you feel about your penis or your genitals overall, you may find it helpful to speak with a sex therapist. Many men and women have questions about or feel some sense of dissatisfaction with aspects of their genitals, and speaking with a professional may be helpful in learning to appreciate your body, understand more about the pleasure you're capable of, and learn techniques that may enhance your pleasure during masturbation or sex with a partner. You may also find it helpful to know that a small percentage of men, probably 5% or less, experience difficulties with ejaculation. They may try to ejaculate during masturbation or sex with a partner and find that it takes them a very long time to experience orgasm and ejaculate, or that they're unable to do so even after trying for 30 minutes or an hour. Some men find that using a vibrator to stimulate their penis or scrotum helps them to ejaculate. Other times, men find that varying their masturbation technique helps. You can learn more about delayed ejaculation and inhibited ejaculation in the New Male Sexuality. Finally, although it's true that the foreskin can contribute to feelings of being lubricated, having a foreskin or not doesn't have any bearing, as far as I've ever seen, on semen volume. It is common for some men to notice less semen volume as they grow older. However, it's typically not a dramatic change. It's more of a gradual change that happens over time. If you've seen a noticeable change in your semen volume, mention it to your healthcare provider. And if you would like your masturbation or partner sex to feel more lubricated, try using a water-based lubricant during your sex play. Many men and women find that using lubricant adds to their sense of pleasure and satisfaction during masturbation and partnered sex.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for a few years, and he's hinting toward a marriage proposal. I love him, and he is my best friend, but I've always been attracted to women. Now that marriage has come up, I'm afraid that I'll make the wrong choice. I guess part of my question is, what does it mean to be gay? I'm attracted to women sexually, not men, but I can make deep, meaningful connections with men, while I have trouble establishing friendships with women. How do I figure this out?
Sexual orientation is complex, and there is no one way, even among researchers, to decide at what point one is best described as homosexual, heterosexual, or bisexual. Rather than defining sexual orientation solely in regard to sexual behavior or fantasies, some researchers define sexual orientation as the general pattern of romantic and sexual attraction that one feels based on one's own gender and the gender of the person he or she is attracted to. That said, emotional and physical attraction don't always go hand in hand. In your case, you have deep friendships with men, but greater sexual attraction for women. Consider meeting with a campus or community-based counselor who can provide more individualized support and guidance as you work to figure this out. Professional counseling services are confidential, and the experience might provide you with additional information about these issues related to sexual orientation, sexual desire, and friendship. You can also learn more through a campus or community organization related to gay, lesbian, and bisexual issues, or in the website www.pflag.org. PFLAG stands for Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. It seems like you're struggling with issues that many men and women, regardless of sexual orientation, encounter. Specifically, discovering what factors are most important to you in a long-term relationship. Factors such as friendship, sexual attraction, trust, support, intimacy, and at what point one is settling if you don't have everything you want in a partner. I'm sorry that there aren't more concrete answers to these age-old questions. This is an important topic for you to sort through, so it is worth spending some time continuing to gather information, think it through, and talk over with someone you trust.
Dr. Debbie Herbenick is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.